We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Tuesday, July 20th. I'm Jeff Schwartz alongside Matt and Nick. And this is Jeff Schwartz of Smarter Than You. We have a special episode lined up. We're going to do a drafting of teams by position units. We're all going to have 7 picks. We're going to snake draft. And we're going to have a little bit of fun as we get to football. Because football, guys, it's happening this week. As you listen to this, the Dallas Cowboys and Pittsburgh Steelers are reporting to training camp for the Hall of Fame game. Before we know it, bodies will be on the field practicing. Matt, I know you're excited for this as well. Nick as well. It'll be a fun little show today. But how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, doing good. Excited to get players back in camp. Some interesting comments from Michael Irvin today about his Cowboys not getting vaccinated. But today we're not talking about COVID. We're talking about the best units across the NFL, and we're getting Nick from beyond the computer screen. He's in the StreamYard today. He's ready to make some picks. I'm excited to have Nick. How are you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? Excited to join. I put a decent amount of research into this one, so I think
that makes one of us.
If I'm being honest, I only put in research for one team per position group. So if you guys steal my pick, I'm going to have to wing it. But other than that, I think I'm ready to go.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm glad you put some research into it. Somehow Matt ended up with the first pick, which is the easiest pick in this entire draft. So we'll snake draft Matt, Nick, and I'll go third or fourth, and then we'll kind of make our way through this. So let's build some teams. And Matt, I know you're probably going to take the Washington football team quarterback, but if you choose not to do that, what direction you go with pick number one?
It's got to be the Houston Texans running backs for me, Jeff. You got David Johnson, and you got Mark Ingram. I am going to obviously take the Chiefs quarterbacks.
Shocking.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get a massive edge over you guys with Pat Mahomes and the ghost of Chad Henne. Not a ton of research needs to be said here. Pat Mahomes for Team Matt.
Yeah, this one's the easiest one in all the board. And, you know, we're all going to choose quarterbacks. We'll see who the top three ones are. All right, Nick, who are you going with next?
Well, leading into this, I had the first pick. I traded out with Matt because I figured that the gap between Mahomes and either Rodgers or Wilson, whichever one I end up with, I looked at it like a fantasy draft. No one takes a quarterback in the first round. I think that the difference between them is not that big. I think there was one position group that really stood out. I think I'm going to go with the Buccaneers linebacking group.
Wow.
Being the strongest linebacking group in the league, having two guys that can guard anyone from Travis Kelce to Tyreek Hill, at least when he lines up inside. Having Lavonte David and Devin White being able to go from side to side of the field really opens things up for them. So I think I'm going to go with the Bucks linebacking group. Jeff, you look surprised.
Yeah, I would not have taken a linebacking crew to be the lead pick of your draft, considering that.
It's smart, though. He's basically saying he'll take the third best quarterback and, you know, he gets the best other unit left. That's smart.
Yeah, but the best other unit left is not the linebacking crew for the Bucks, so that's part of it as well. That's like it's not a value position. All right, well, I guess I get to pick the quarterback that I want. But in the same scenario, I could choose another position that I wanted because I have the pick 3 and 4. So I kind of do whatever I want here. Okay, so are we assuming this is for one season, right? One season.
Yeah, I think we're trying to win the championship this year.
Okay. I'm trying to win the championship this year. I'm taking Tom Brady as my quarterback. That's simple.
Wow. And by the way, you can only pick one unit per team, right? Yes, so this is your Bucks pick.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay. So we can only pick the Bucks one time.
That's right. So let's clarify that. You may have said it in the rules, but this was the one rule that I think we should have.
Oh, there were no rules said at all. I didn't know the rule. I never done this before. Okay, so you can only pick one. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm taking – that's fine with me. Tampa Bay, I'm taking – for one season. I get one season. I get Tom Brady, and I get the Browns offensive line. So I get Tom Brady not getting hit the entire season. I will take that with my fourth pick, the Browns offensive line. I love what they're doing in Cleveland with that. You know, I get Bill Callahan, a fantastic offensive line coach. I get a bunch of all-pro level players on that team. I get Tom Brady, who continues to win, play at a high level, and I get the best offensive line. I'll take it. Matt, Nick's up now. Nick, you're up.
Sticking with my theme of value above replacement, looking through this receivers and tight ends groups, there's only one elite tight end on here. We didn't even have the Niners listed because their receiving core didn't seem to be as good as everyone else's. I'm going to go with the Chiefs receiving group, making sure I get Travis Kelce, which helps my line play out a decent amount. I get a great blocker, and then I get depth in the wide receiver position. You get Hill, Hardman, Robinson, drafted Powell this year. I'm going to go with them for their depth and mainly for their tight end.
Wow, you're going like straight fantasy draft here. This is how you draft in fantasy football. You're not even going team, but you took two positions that I would argue should be drafted near the end of any draft for team roster building. I know you're saving your quarterback, but
I would typically agree. But I'm still look at this. I am still ending up with Rodgers or Wilson. There's only three of us here.
Oh, I understand that. It's very bold. Because there's a lot of all right. Well, there's Matt. Where are you going, buddy?
This is not what I expected to be looking
right?
at
here exactly.
at this stage in the draft. It's funny. I do agree that you have to look at this in terms of the distance between the next group at each unit. And I would agree with Nick, the linebackers for the Bucks, I had them rated really high. I did not have the Chiefs rated super high. Obviously, the Browns offensive line rated high. Well, so Chiefs, with that strategy in mind.
Real quick, it's fair to point out, though, that Nick takes the Chiefs receivers almost for Travis Kelce, right? Because the receiving core is not very good, actually, guys, right? Tyreek Hill's very good. Hardman, Robinson, like the Chiefs actually have, there's a legit problem on their team, especially offensively. I mean, it's the wide receivers. They have to find a way for those guys to be kind of stay to the next level now with what. So that, I understand the Kelce's the big part of that. All right, Matt, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're right. I'm glad you pointed that out. I am going to take here. I think the biggest advantage you can get is actually a different wide receiver and tight end group. And I'm going to take the third Tampa unit off the board here and take the Tampa wide receiver and tight ends.
I like it.
You don't get a superstar, you could say. I mean, obviously Gronk is. But you're getting solid players all around. I mean, just look at the tight ends here. Gronk, O.J. Howard, and Cameron Brate. There are teams where Brate would be the number one tight end. He's their number three. They obviously have Godwin and Evans. Tyler Johnson came on to the playoffs. Scotty Miller had a huge touchdown in the NFC Championship. That's a lot to work with Pat Mahomes. I can figure the rest out there. They're going to be my next pick. And then I have to figure out my final one. So why don't you analyze that for a second, Jeff?
Well, I mean, look, the Bucks obviously I'm just like, I can't believe that you guys are going this direction. Like, I had this set up to might end up with the best units of like every important position. So I'm very much enjoying you guys taking wide receivers, linebackers, and receiving cores. Like, this is fantastic.
I get one more though. So I know you're gonna take somebody off the board.
So we'll see if you take what I want off the board. I still have a lot of options here, but no, the Bucs, obviously their receiving core is good. And look, it lets you know too, Tampa Bay is really good, right? We've taken three of their units out of six so far. We've taken two of the Chiefs and three of the Bucs. I mean, those are the favorites as we head into the season, and they're favorites for a reason. They're very talented teams.
Yeah, I agree. With my next pick, I'm going to take a very important units. I'm going to take defensive line. And I'm doing this one for Hank, the producer of this show. I'm going with the Washington football team, DL. Yeah,
you had to.
I had to do it here. I knew I wasn't going to get a look at him again. A little bit of a homer pick, but not really, actually. If you're saying that, if you're looking at the edge, right, Washington has two guys in the top 11 with Young and Sweat. They have three defensive tackles in the top 45. These are PFF rankings. By the way, their third guys was rated higher than Sheldon Richardson. This is a loaded group.
Agreed.
They could really make an impact in the game, so I'm going to take Washington's DL.
This was the group I was hoping to take at some point. It was debating whether to take them or take the Bucs offensive line. The Browns offensive line. This is a loaded group. It's the best defensive line in football, and I'm 100% on board with you taking them.
Nick, you're up.
I think I'm going to give Jeff a heart attack. I think there's only – I'm looking at these units. There is only one team that has two number one running backs on their team. They put up 23 touchdowns across the two of them. They have the bruiser and the pass-catching specialist, and they can easily switch roles at any time. I'm going with the Browns running back group. Give me Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Throw in Darnus Johnson. And I've got the best running back duo in the league. Jeff, how you feeling?
I mean, you draft – I get why you don't have to draft quarterback right now. Like, I understand that because I get that. I get why you don't have to draft a quarterback. But a running back is just like – oh, man. It's just – you're just trying to get me throw you off the show, aren't you?
To Nick's credit, though, when you actually think about the delta between the other running back groups, like who's the second best running back group? Like we all had to do this and think this over. Like the distance between whoever you have rated at number two and the Chubb Hunt duo, it's enormous. So, you know, getting what he thinks is the best in every position and letting quarterback go, which is smart because we already have ours.
Yeah, but you can make a case that, you know, that McCaffrey and Chuba Hubbard this year in Carolina are going to have a huge season. You can make the case very easily that, like, you know, Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard with both those guys, with that offensive line being healthy, Dalvin Cook and Madison, like there's a lot of cases to be made that there's multiple running back duos that can have the impact of Browns. And I have the Browns offensive line. So like I have the best offensive line. Like that's a huge part of this. And we know that the running back often can be an offensive line stat base. All right. So I'm up now, right? So I have Tom Brady and I have the Browns offensive line. So now we're going to get better at two important positions. I'm going to go with, I'm not even sure they're on the board here for secondary. They are on the board. I'm going with the Broncos secondary. Fuller, Darby, Patrick Surtain, Callahan, Simmons, Jackson, and Stearns. PFF has them as the rated number one unit heading into 2021. They're loaded. They're going to have Darby, Fuller, and Surtain possibly on the bench to start the season. Like their number 10 pick on the bench. So I get, I have Tom Brady now, the best offensive line, the best secondary unit in all of football. I like where I'm headed here. I'm going to be, you know, and we know secondary. Matt, I know you watch a lot of ball, same as I do. The data has said basically that secondary is more important than pass rush. I think they play hand in hand. Where do you fall on that?
It's hard to say. I mean, I would definitely, obviously, given my pick, lean towards the front seven. I just think there's more ways you can create chaos. And I don't know. I mean, when you think about the position groups for the secondary, it's sort of like how I approach the Tampa pick for the wide receivers. It's like you just need a lot of good guys. It's really hard year to year to rely on a shutdown corner. Like even the best guys tend to fall, you know, a little bit each year. Gilmore or you know, Alexander this year, we'll see. Like, there's usually some sort of fall off. So I would rather have a loaded defensive end, and I feel like you can figure secondary out, but they are smarter than me.
Yeah. So for the future, when we do this, we're going to have to put pass rushers out of the linebacker group. And we could do this moving forward, me and you, Nick, who have not chosen a defensive line. Like Khalil Mack, for example, and the Bears, he's listed, he's a pass rusher. We're not putting him at linebacker. So just FYI, and like building a defensive line, you're allowed to put, like, he's a pass rusher. Like, he doesn't play linebacker. So, all right, because I want a defensive line. I already took the Browns offensive line. I would take the Browns defensive line, which I cannot do. So I have to choose a defensive line here. And look, there's a lot of good ones. I mentioned the Bears, right? Hicks, and you have Khalil Mack. Eagles with Cox and Graham and young Barnett. The Rams, obviously, with Donald and A'shaun Robinson.
Pittsburgh
as well. I kind of lean to take the Niners here. Bosa and Armstead inside. Kinlaw in year two. D Ford, but I get Bosa and Armstead together, healthy. I'll go with them because I think Bosa is one of the better players at that position. I would lean Rams with Donald, but do I take the best player in all of football? Like, that's like, I could, but then I don't have I'd rather go Niners. I have a more complete defensive line. So I'll go Niners here, defensive line. I like where my team is headed.
It's funny, Jeff. You basically laid out the team building problems of the Rams and the 49ers. Like, the Rams have one awesome guy at a few positions, and they're like, this is good enough, we think. And then the 49ers are just loaded. I would either have Pittsburgh, depending on what you classify TJ Watt as, or he's San Francisco pick here. Yeah.
For this exercise, he is a pass rusher. Like, he's not a linebacker. He rushed the passer. I just hate how we designate that for Pro Bowl and all pro voting. I bitched about this for a long time. So if you're choosing a defensive line, you want the Steelers, you can have TJ Watt on that unit for this exercise.
Okay. Nick, you're up, buddy. Where are you going here? Is it quarterback time?
Well, honestly, it was probably the Steelers pass rush unit, but I don't have any rush there now that you guys have both filled out your pass rushing units. So I think I'm going to shore up my secondary first. I'm going to get Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters opposite each other, who I think is the best cornerback duo in the league. So I'm going to go with the Ravens secondary.
I like it. Good secondary. Second best secondary. I think people have, you know, heading into the season, the Broncos, obviously love my pick there, but Ravens are very much up there. The thing I worry about Peters, though, is, you know, he looks in the backfield too much for me. I've always, you know, it's kind of feast or famine for him. The feast is very good. We know that. But I like the Ravens pick anyways, though. I just, the Peters thing has always kind of bothered me about him, but he, of course, very good. So I also think at the end of this, by the way, guys, let's pick a coach too. Maybe more.
I like it. Coach.
Next up. I think Matt, you're up. Or is Nick having, Nick is up again?
No, I think we've got Matt with back.
Oh, Matt. Okay. You're up, buddy.
Yeah. I've got two here. Interesting way this board has shaken out. I know that Jeff's not going to take a running back until the very last round, so I'm not in a rush there. And I've got a little bit of time on secondary. So why don't I do this? I'm going to take the Colts offensive line here. I'm going to go with them. I had them graded second out of all the offensive lines. There's a lot of argument you could have here for maybe Tampa or another one, but I just think that with Nelson and Kelly, even though they haven't had a good quarterback in, you know, since Andrew Luck was there, they've still been really productive on offense. And I would give most of that credit to the offensive line. So I'll go with them, even though I like some others. Jeff, was that the right one to do there?
I think the Colts are the right one to do there. I think the Colts are good. I think, I keep saying this, it's really weird because Quinn Nelson has done a great job in his career, but like, he just gets all the love for offensive guard. There's plenty of other guards that are really good in the NFL. The one concern with the Colts is left tackle. I mean, you have to hope Fisher is healthy and ready to play. I think the offensive line is interesting because the Chiefs are a good pick as well. You know, the Cowboys are healthy, fantastic. 49ers, and there's a lot of good offensive line. The Colts is probably a very safe bet here. You know what you're getting with them.
Yeah, it feels right. And with a great running back that I'll end up with, I think that will make it look really good. And for my second pick here, I'm going to go with the 49ers linebackers. If you loop D Ford into this group, it makes it really obvious. But, you know, Fred Warner had a breakout season last year. I think that's sort of overlooked because of how bad San Francisco was. Dre Greenlaw solid next to him. Yeah, if you throw D Ford in there, then you've got inside and outside. It feels like San Francisco always figured out up the middle on the defensive end. So I'll go with Fred Warner and the 49ers.
Love it. Warner can fly, man. He can move. I like this pick here. I feel like all our teams are pretty freaking good. Like, it's going to be tough to determine who is the best team as we get to the end here. All right, Nick, you are up.
I will finally get my offensive line, even though I think you both have already filled out your lines.
Yes.
I will go with the Cowboys unit returning to an elite unit. I see PFF has them graded sixth coming into the season. So I know that there are a few lines that have been graded a little bit better. But with Tyron Smith coming back, Lyle Collins returning from injury, Zach Martin is one of the best guards in the league. I think I got a pretty strong unit that should be returning to its former glory this year. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys
line. It's a good unit, man. You have multiple Hall of Famers on that offensive line, and you're exactly right. If they can be healthy, you have a fantastic group of of offensive linemen here. You know, you're up again. Let's do this.
Oh, you're up, Jeff. But before you go, Jeff. Yeah, you have two. I'm curious how you rate the top maybe five O lines now that we've all picked ours.
Yeah, so I think if you're looking at I like to do tiers. I think rankings to me, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think tiers. I think if you look at an offensive line, it's Browns, Colts, Saints, Bucks, and Chiefs are probably the top. You look at the Cowboys. I need to see them healthy, right? Plus, there's some question with Connor Williams and at center as well. Patriots, same thing. I just want to see them kind of healthy all back together. The Niners, you know, how's Alex Mack? How's Aaron Banks going to be in that offense? You know, Lincoln isn't really – I like Lincoln a lot, just kind of not as good as the other guys. So I think that's where the top offensive lines are. The Ravens should be good just because they're the Ravens, right? That offensive line and that offense has just been really good. So I think that's kind of where the top units are. I think there's other ones across the league that can appear quickly, depending on certain younger players being able to play. But that's where I sit with the offensive line units.
Boom. And there it is. Wireless on the most reliable network nationwide.
That's cool. But with my wireless, I get unlimited for just $30.
Impressive. But does yours have 5G included?
Of course. And my wireless saves me $400 a year.
That's because you all have Xfinity Mobile with your internet. It's wireless so good, it keeps one-upping itself.
$30 per line per month, taxes and fees extra, compares pricing of top carriers. Xfinity internet required. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabits of usage per line. Most reliable based on RootMetrics U.S. report. Results vary, not an endorsement.
Sounds good. Well, O-line is all picked because we have an offensive line to host this podcast. So where are you going for your next one?
Talking. All right. So I'm going to go wide receiver and linebacker here. But the one question I have is I'm going to pull up the depth chart real quick on a team that's not listed here for wide receiver, which is pretty – I just want to see who their tight end is. I think I know who it is, but I don't want to say anything back. Because then people are going to be like, you don't pitch into my favorite team.
Firkser, is that who you're looking up?
No, I'm not looking up Firkser. I was right about it.
Tim Tebow is the tight end of the Jaguars, in case you need
it. No, you're exactly right.
Little LaVisca Chenault action, love that.
You know, I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys wide receiving core just because I think they're top to bottom, all three guys, the three guys they expect to play this year, that you're not going to find a better trio, I don't think. Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb. Like, I don't think you add in Blake Jarwin. Are you finding a better trio than that? I mean, the Bucs trio is good, but not that good, right?
That's a good question. I feel like those guys, Cooper is I think now underrated. He went from one of the most, I think, overrated guys in the league to one of the most underrated. He's super productive every year when he's healthy. Gallup to me is like this flash in the pan guy who you can't really count on, but has a ton of talent. And Lamb, everyone loves Lamb this year. I think he could be an absolute breakout guy. I mean, you've got a very, very solid trio there. It's hard to argue with that pick. I think that the Jarwin thing is a little concerning, but when you look at the other options available, that's why I took the Bucks so early. There aren't that many that are really solid from top to bottom. The third one of these is impossible. It's like Dallas, Tennessee, maybe Green Bay, maybe the Vikings, maybe the Seahawks. What do you do?
I think part of it that's really tough is I think a tight end is so important in the NFL now. Now, when we're choosing just separate, you know, receiving units as a whole, you do have to include the tight end. Like, for example, like I love Darren Waller, but Ruggs and Renfro and Brian Edwards, like I'm not choosing, you know, those wide receivers. I already took the Niners pass rush. This is where a spot, I think the Niners receiving core with Kittle would have been, I would have taken them here if I hadn't taken them earlier, right? I mean, Ayuk and Debo Samuel, that would have been probably the spot that I go, but I don't have that choice here. So let's end up taking, and I feel good about the Cowboys receiving core. All right, I got linebacker or running back. You know I'm not going, well, you know what? Let me see something here. I'm going to take a look at the linebackers. What do we have? So right now on the cheat sheet, we have
49ers and the Bucks are gone. I took San Francisco and Nick took the Bucks first.
And you took the Browns running backs. I'm just by principle, I can't take a running back here. I just can't do it. All right. Linebacking core. There's a couple to choose from. I like the versatility of the Patriots, right? They're going to have a good linebacking core this year when kind of everyone rotating back around, but it's a little older core. You know, the Colts, Darius Leonard is kind of bolsters that entire unit. Steelers, Bush coming back off injury. The Bears with Roquan Smith and trade them in the middle. I'm going with the Seahawks and what Bobby Wagner can do defensively. I think he makes up for a lot of issues they can do. Plus, he can run, man. Like, you have to be able to run a linebacker in this league. So I'll go with the Seattle Seahawks linebacking core to round out almost my entire team now.
Yeah, pretty thin group. The Seattle defense really melted down last year. I think a little surprising when you look at PFF's linebackers. You've got Wagner graded number two and then no other Seahawk on the list. But you are getting probably the best linebacker in football. So probably not a bad decision there.
The depth, but there's no other linebacking crew that I think has that much depth.
Dallas, the Bears.
I guess I took Dallas as wide receivers though, so I'm out there. All right, who is up next? I always lose order of these.
Nick next.
All right, Nick, you're up.
I think I'm finally going to get a quarterback to lead this team of mine. And for me, it comes down to Rodgers and Wilson. I think that's pretty obvious. Allen, I thought about Lamar Jackson. I gave some thought. But I think Rodgers and Wilson have a bit more of a winning track record. I think the thing that nudges the Packers group ahead is you have Jordan Love backing up Aaron Rodgers, motivating him to be a better quarterback. I think that everyone overlooked. Everyone complained about Jordan Love getting picked in the first round, and you see the stat all the time that Aaron Rodgers has never thrown to a first round receiver, but the Packers knew what they were doing and motivating Aaron Rodgers, and they got an MVP season out of him just by drafting Jordan Love. So I'll take that duo at my quarterback spot.
Well, here's Nick motivating Aaron Rodgers even more by picking the Packers and only mentioning Jordan Love and letting it slip until the ninth round. This is genius team building here to get motivating the chip on his shoulder.
Do you expect Aaron Rodgers to be back this year? Because otherwise, if you're just drafting, maybe he doesn't come back, and you're drafting Jordan Love here, and your team is screwed. It's very bold.
I wouldn't say screwed. I got Jordan Love. It's a big name.
I think he would play for this team, Jeff. I think we got the wide receivers and the running backs picked pretty early, so I think he would show up.
Too bad Nick's team can't rush the passer at all.
That is lightly concerning. So I guess I get to round my team out here with my last pick. I have two needs left. It's running backs and defensive backs. Let me start with defensive backs. I haven't picked any Browns units yet, and I thought I was going to have a tough time figuring out which Browns unit I wanted. I'll go ahead and take them here at the secondary. Look, you have Denzel Ward, elite cornerback who's young. They signed John Johnson, the safety. They have two elite safeties now. They drafted Greg Newsome to be the other corner alongside Ward. Just a really good group. And I think maybe more noteworthy than the Browns secondary is the fact that you could make an argument for the Browns for almost every position group here. In fact, I think other than quarterback and maybe linebacker, you could say the Browns belong in conversation for every single unit here, which is only true of the Bucs and maybe the Chiefs, which I just found really surprising as we were preparing for this.
Dude, the Browns are supremely talented. They're the most talented team in the NFL. The issue for them is that they play in the same conference as Pat Mahomes. And Pat Mahomes is that much better than Baker Mayfield that he makes up any sort of deficiencies that the Chiefs have. So I like your team, Matt. You have running back now, right?
Yes, I have to pick my running backs. Who's going to pair best with this team? I mean, screw it, man. Just give me Derrick Henry. Like, let's go. Like, try to stop this offense.
I feel like all these teams are going to be good. Like, choosing who the best one is. Maybe we should leave it up to the audience. But, yeah, man, you got a good football team. You got the Pat Mahomes, Derrick Henry, the Bucs wide receivers, the Colts O-line. Look, you have, I think, the best, you know, you have the best defensive line, you know, a top three or four offensive line, a top two or three wide receiving unit, Derrick Henry, Pat Mahomes, this is Browns. You had a good team, Matt. Obviously, whoever had the first pick couldn't have fucked that up. So I don't know how much credit we're going to give you on the Pat Mahomes thing, but that makes your team very good. All right, Nick, you are up.
You saying that makes me very happy. I traded out of the first pick and didn't have to hear about it. I will round out my team. I'm looking at these D-line units. I think even though we don't have TJ Watt listed on the D-line, as long as I got him, I would be going with the Steelers defensive line unit. You get Hayward, you get Stephon Tuitt, you get TJ Watt. That's three guys that are in the top 10 at their positions, or probably more like top 20 at their positions. I'll go with that unit. I know losing Bud Dupree is a bit of a concern for some people, but they had a rookie last year, Alex Highsmith, who had a higher pass rush win rate than Dupree.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, in lower usage rate, but
yeah.
I think they've got the guys to step in. They've got a good unit, so I'm going to go with them on my D-line.
Worth pointing out that you also get Melvin Ingram, who just signed with the Steelers as we're recording this. So you get a bonus pass rusher.
Look at that.
A bonus pass rusher here. So very good. Yeah, it just happened. So Nick has the Packers quarterback, so Rodgers, the Browns running backs, the Chiefs wide receiving core, Cowboys O-line, Steelers D-line, Bucks linebackers, and the Ravens defensive back. So I get running back and coach here. Is that what I get?
Very good.
So I'll go with the Panthers running back. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey and Chuba Hubbard. Because Chuba Hubbard is legit. Like, this is a pretty good unit here that I get here. I can add to my offense. Tom Brady loves throwing those short passes to the running back. Now I get him a running back that can really help. I love taking the Panthers running backs here. And I get coach. And look, I'll leave Belichick to someone else. But Andy Reid, give me Big Red, my favorite coach ever, into coaching my coach spot. I mean, look, I think Belichick is the best coach of this era. I think that Andy Reid is right behind him. Andy Reid's given him the most shit over the years too. Like, he's been very tough against him as well. Like, he's been tough, man. I'll go Andy Reid here just because I love myself some Big Red.
I was getting ready to call BS on that because I couldn't believe that you didn't have a Chiefs unit already on your team. I had to go look and make sure. I was sure.
I saw your face. I saw your face. You're like, ah. And I was like, nobody. I did not pick a Chiefs unit yet. So who is up on the coach now?
Nick.
I will go ahead and be the guy that takes Belichick. I am more interested to see what Matt does now because most of these units, we've narrowed down most of the good teams. So
he's got plenty of coaches left. You got plenty of coaches left.
Let's see what Matt does. I'll take Belichick off the board. Matt, what are you thinking?
Give me Sean McVay.
Oh,
I'm taking Sean McVay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. No. Matt, you had
Jeff
a great draft.
Me. Sorry, I had a little bit of a lag.
You had a great draft till now.
Give me Sean McVay. Here, I'm going to tell you why, Jeff. I have too many stars on my team. But we don't know what we're going to do here. We need a hotshot coach who's going to put everybody in line. I need a way to scheme up these incredible wide receivers that I've got with Pat Mahomes. There isn't a team in the league that could beat a McVay offense with this offensive package around it. I'm taking the Rams coach.
So it's interesting. Looking at your team, though, you're out. You can't have Andy Reid. You can't have Aarons. You can't have Frank Reich. You can't have Kyle Shanahan or Stefanski. It's not the worst. I mean, who's the only other guy left? I mean, Pete Carroll, Mike Tomlin.
That's actually what I was thinking.
It's not a bad pick. Arthur Smith, as Hank put in there. Wow, we have some amazing teams, guys. Let me read them off to you. I would like for you guys to either tweet at me, at Jeff Schwartz. We have a show page, I think. I'm not quite sure. Go put it in the comment section on iTunes about which unit you like best. So here we go. You ready, guys? Everyone can read their own, but I'll go first. Okay, I have Tom Brady at quarterback. I love it. I have the Panthers running backs, right? Christian McCaffrey, Chuba Hubbard. I have the Cowboys wide receiving core, the three best, I would imagine, in the NFL together as a unit. The best offensive line, the Browns. Niners defensive line, Bobby Wagner and the Seattle Seahawks. Linebacking core, the Broncos defensive backs, Andy Reid as my coach. Yeah, no one's beating my team. Just FYI. Sorry.
I'll go ahead and disagree with you, Jeff, because I've got the best quarterback in Pat Mahomes, the best running back in Derrick Henry, the best receiving and tight end core in the Bucs, maybe the second best O-line in the Colts, the best front seven in the Washington football team, the 49ers, linebackers, the DBs of the Browns, and Sean McVay and the Rams coaching staff as my head coach.
You have a very good team. I can't believe Nick traded out of the first spot. That's wild to me. Nick, read your team, buddy.
So I'm coming in with Aaron Rodgers at QB. I can't believe I'm getting shit for having Aaron Rodgers at QB, for having the Browns running back group. I have the best tight end in the league to go with a pretty strong receiving core. I get the Cowboys O-line returning from injury back to its former glory. I get the best pass rushing unit in the league last year in the Steelers. By far the best and deepest linebacking group in the Bucs. I got a very strong two cornerbacks in the Ravens group. And I have Bill Belichick to lead my team.
Yeah, but you drafted linebackers first. It's just you automatically get shit on for drafting a position that you absolutely did not have to draft. All right, best units left on the board. I think the Browns defensive line was surely going to make it in here, but we just drafted the Browns other positions, right? I mean, what was going to be, I would love to take them, but took their offensive line instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that no one even, there wasn't even on the cheat sheet to take the Browns wide receiving core. The Browns have two very strong tight ends, I think leading into last season, you'd see every football Instagram page was posting that the Browns are too deep at every single position. I got the two running backs, but I was surprised not to see them as the wide receiving group.
I feel like the talent in this league, there's a lot of talent, man, in this league. It's fun to see. It's going to be a fun season.
There are some teams that had no units that I'd even consider that are supposed to be kind of good teams. Like, did anyone consider a Cardinals position group at any point?
No.
Did anyone consider a Giants position group at any point?
AJ Green made me think about the Cardinals group for a bit, but I think that's just a big name.
I actually thought about the Bengals, speaking of AJ Green, for their receivers. They're going to be a super fun receiving group, but, you know, there weren't a ton. You look through the league and there's a few teams where you like one or two units. And then there's teams like the Browns and the Bucks and the Chiefs where it's every single unit belongs in this conversation. They feel that was my big takeaway. The Browns are effing loaded, man. They're going to be awesome.
I was saying this for a while now. The Browns are going to, I love the Browns over for their team total this year. They're fantastic. They're going to be good this year. The question is Baker Mayfield going to play as well this season with teams that understand this offense now? And again, can the Browns overcome the Chiefs? You know, is Mayfield good enough to beat the Chiefs? That's the question.
Yeah, it is. By the way, speaking of the AFC, no Bills units taken here. We took the Patriots coach, no Patriots unit, one Steelers unit, one Ravens unit. Interesting breakdown.
Yeah, there's, I mean, look, it's very clear the Chiefs, Browns, and Bucks, good football teams. Like, I think it's very clear, right?
Yes, very clear.
All right, well, this was a lot of fun. It's good little thought experiments as we head into the season. Good to have Nick on here. Maybe a little crazy with his Bucks pick at first on, but whatever. I like the creativity, right? He doesn't come on, not cookie cutter, not just saying what we're supposed to say. So I really did appreciate that. Matt, as usual, very much enjoyed it. We have some fun gambling stuff coming up. We're going to cover the entire NFL props, and we're going to what did we discuss? We're going to have a pool, right? We're going to actually make these bets. I think we said we are. As far as future bets, we're going to have a pool for every division. We'll have some fun stuff heading into August as we get ready for the season. We'll be back next week. We'll have players back in camp.
Woo-hoo.
Cannot wait. Have a great week, everyone. Talk to you guys then.